But the fervor is building. The parents are building.
East Aurora parent Janice Green has children attending Parkdale Elementary and East Aurora Middle School. Green says Governor Cuomo's reforms and funding eliminations would remove enrichment programs and focus only on student testing. Budget constraints have already forced the district to make cuts in music and arts.
With this new budget for this year, they are not offering music in fourth grade. The kids not being able to be in those extra programs and give them that individual attention when their class sizes have gone up. My daughter, for instance, when she started kindergarten, had, I believe it was 19. My son, who's now in first grade, they're up to 25.
Now, all of these districts around the state are being funded at levels that are below where they were in 2008, 2009.
State Senator Mark Panepinto of Buffalo will head up a rally this morning at the Mahoney State Office Building with leaders from Orchard Park, Hamburg, Kenton, and the Lakeshore School Districts, calling for a critical budget push for public education.
The governor's proposed reforms on, you know, testing mandates in the state and evaluations for teachers, it's kind of like apples and oranges.
Panepinto tells WBFO News he does not support the governor's education proposals. Interim Buffalo School Superintendent Don Ogilvie calls Cuomo's reforms a rigid and harsh approach.
You don't nurture and develop by threats. And I think while perhaps not intending to do that, the message has been read by just about everybody in the education profession that the governor is taking a pretty hardline approach, and that's not necessarily going to bring about the change.
Ogilvie says it appears they will have to lobby their way through problems to get more resources. But he noted they must assess how they're doing business because it can't continue the way it's been done in the past. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.